Might not believe in flea. You got to believe in something.
Santander gave me Simply Right Checking. Use the account once a month.
Hey everyone, Chloe here, and welcome back to my channel. And if you are new here, welcome. So today's video is about the jealousy that comes with hypergamy and the negative pushback and the negative reactions and the negative responses that come with wanting to become a more feminine and successful hypergamous woman. Because let's face it, when a black woman decides to become more feminine, it becomes very threatening to the status quo. And choosing our femininity over everything and everyone is very threatening to the people who are very comfortable with black women being the face of toughness and anger and rage and resentment, and are very comfortable with black women being the face of strength. And we are so done with that for the new decade and for the new year of 2020. And this video is about how hypergamy and femininity will induce a serious envy and cause the very triggering feeling and emotion that we all know as jealousy. And jealousy, believe it or not, is a very normal emotion. Jealousy in and of itself is a very natural emotional response to seeing others thrive and succeed and flourish, and is a natural response to seeing others have what we want. We all want success and happiness, and to feel the unconditional love of family and friends and having someone to care. And we all want nice things, and we all want a high quality life. But it's what we do with our envy and jealousy that is the difference maker. Now, most people would never admit to their feelings of jealousy because they are ashamed of having them. But like with all unexpressed emotion and thoughts, feelings of jealousy and envy will normally be expressed through trifling actions and behavior. And most women, and of course this applies to men as well, are not taught on how to use their jealousy and their envy as self-motivation to improve their own lives or to better themselves. Because unfortunately, a lot of people simply aren't aware that jealousy is simply an emotion that can be used to motivate ourselves to do better and to have better. Because in this short life that we do have, we are supposed to grow and expand, not shrink. And jealousy reminds us of that. But most people will use the intense feelings of jealousy and envy incorrectly. And because many women and men lack this very critical skill of using jealousy correctly, they hate, and they hate strong, and they reach into the very predictable and obvious bag of pettiness and cattiness and immaturity, and using shady and passive-aggressive petty tactics with the intention of chopping the tree down of others and devaluing others and making up lies about others, and by doing the most and by being intentional in their efforts to ruin the reputation of others so that the value of others is lowered in the eyes of others. And jealous people are just sad and powerless people who have never been taught how to use the dark side of their ego, because we all have a dark side to our ego, for the power of good. And so they choose their dark side for evil, and they invest themselves, because jealousy is an investment, and jealous people will either attempt to slow your success down, or they will make an attempt to compromise your feminine success, or your growth, or your progress, or your glow up. They try to make your success come to a full stop, or at minimum, they will do whatever they can to compromise the wheels of your magic bus. But what a jealous person doesn't get, and what they don't understand, is that when you operate from a place of envy and jealousy and being offended at a person's growth and elevation, that in actuality, you are operating from a place of powerlessness. Because jealous people are always conning and cunning themselves into the belief that they are more powerful than they think they are. And when a person is powerless, the sinkhole and the bottomless pit that they try to dig for others is often the hole that hateful and jealous people end up falling into themselves. And switching gears slightly, because I need to say this, but jealousy and insecurity is a very, very strong spirit that has nothing to do with color or skin tone. A jealousy is an essence and an energy and a whole vibe that can be possessed by anyone of any race or any culture or any gender or any age. Your mother can be jealous. Your sister can be jealous. Your neighbor can be jealous. Your bestie can be jealous. Your grandmother can be jealous. Your light-skinned friend can be jealous. Light-skinned people can be jealous of each other. Your dark-skinned friend can be jealous. And dark-skinned people can be jealous of each other. And mixed people can be jealous of each other. And white people can be jealous of each other. Your auntie can be jealous. And your frenemy is definitely motivated by jealousy. And the source by which jealousy lives and thrives is called insecurity. So to my hypergamous listeners, I suggest that you view jealousy and envy in a new framework and through a new lens and with a fresh pair of eyes, especially since we are around the corner from a new year and a new decade. Because if you aren't inspiring jealousy and insecurity and hatred to a degree, and if people aren't outright throwing you a parade or a celebration party for your glow up, then you aren't doing hypergamy or femininity right. If you are posting selfies of your glow up, or you are sharing photos of your happiness on Facebook or on Instagram, and no one is responding, and your so-called friends are intentionally ignoring you, then you are doing something right. Because the more successful you are at femininity and hypergamy and winning, and you better believe that this is about winning, the more you will notice that people would rather celebrate your failures than to celebrate your success. But the thoughts and opinions of others should never be your focus as a feminine woman, because the thoughts and opinions of others, if given too much energy, will leave you down in the dumps exactly where their haters are. So instead, be inspired when others display the ugliness of jealousy, because it means that you are doing something right. And as quiet as kept, the jealousy that you experience from others will only make you a better version of yourself, because jealousy pushes us to strive for greatness. So to my listeners and my ear hustlers, listen carefully, and I want you to hear this. The main reason why the jealous actions of others is bothering you and why you allow it to bother you is because you don't fully feel worthy. And the only way to make feminine success stick is to stop treating people like the period at the end of your sentence, because there is no rule book, okay, that says that a black woman should take pride in looking downtrodden. And there is no rule book that says that a black woman should walk around looking homely. And there is no rule book that says that a black woman should walk around looking busted and disgusted. And there is no rule book that says that a black woman should walk around looking an unfeminine hot mess. And there is no rule book that says that a woman should give up on herself and her appearance to be liked. And no, you do not get brownie points in heaven for walking around on earth looking like you just don't care. So ladies, when a person is hating on you, because I get so many emails from women who are wondering why they are being hated on, well, now you know why. It's called insecurity. And I mentioned this before, but I will say this again. The only reason why people are so hurt and disappointed by the pushback of others is because they themselves do not feel worthy. So ladies, always work on feeling worthy so that accepting the best out of life becomes second nature. But when a person is shading you, and when a person is maneuvering to sabotage your success, take it as a cue that you are doing something right. And to keep your standards, right? To keep your standards going, and your goals going, and your bucket list going strong. And always remember that as a feminine woman, that it is your duty and responsibility to take it all the way to the top, because a jealous person's number one fear, okay, they are very fearful, is being left behind. But a hypergamous woman and a feminine woman knows that leaving others behind is simply not her problem. So stay tuned for more videos to come, and I will catch up with you.
You got to believe in something. Why not believe in B.I.?